Today's been a fantastic result for us because I always think that everybody wanders down to Upton Park today and thinks, well, when we gather these 3 points before we start, then we'll look forward to Chelsea and Arsenal. And for me, it's about the players being as professional as they possibly can, about breaking down a team that is still, for me, playing with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of desire to get themselves out of the position that they are in. They just can't find a goal. That's their ultimate problem, which we've all suffered over the years. Certainly I have, Nigel is at the minute, and that's what he has to try and address. But certainly his team's giving it all. But our team are looking fantastic. They are really up for the challenge of, we're there, can we stay there? And I think that the amount of time we've been in this position now says we're going to give it our best shot and try our very best to see how long we can stay at these dizzy heights. And certainly on performances and the way the players are playing with the backup of the squad at the moment, if we need it, that's looking pretty good. But obviously we've got a big test coming up now in the next two games, which is Chelsea away and Arsenal at home.
You always play with a lot of confidence. You always manage with that air of just believing in yourself. How much have you seen the belief within the players grow over the last few months?
Hugely, because I think that the lifting performance that the players had that were already here by the players, the new players that have come in, by the amount of quality they've given us to make us that much better. And I think that that always brings up the confidence along with victories. And I think there's two players, particularly at this moment in time, Alex Song since he's come back, and certainly Stuart Downing, without any question of a doubt, is our one of our major players with his contribution at the moment. The rest are playing very, very well, but Stuart's playing out of his skin at the minute, and I think another goal, 2-2, shows what a lifting confidence gives you as a footballer. And then the talent comes flooding out, which we all know he's got. But performance-wise, from all 11, where Adrian wasn't needed until the final minutes, he was there. And that's world-class goalkeeping, because those two saves were a critical time in the game. And, you know, he ends up getting us that all-important clean sheet, which we've been talking about. We have to improve on. We've got it. 2-0 victory. Two very good goals. Very cool, very calm, Andy. And brilliant technique from Stuart.
One other thought about Andy Carroll. Not only was he scoring goals, he could actually have had two, also went off the pitch, which gave maybe you a few tremors at once. Yes, exactly. When he thought, this is bad news, either knee or ankle. But then, at the end, he was defending, heading, clearing. He was everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, and that comes to, like I said, again, the confidence and also match fitness. You know, Andy's match fit now, and you can see that in the amount of energy he's got in his game as well as his ability. So, you know, like I said, we've picked a good system at the minute to suit the players for me as well. We will take chances and give the opposition time and space sometimes to break on us, but we feel confident enough that with our attacking ability at the minute, we're going to win football matches when we play that way, and that was the case today.
Thank you.
How realistic is it for West Ham to stay in the top four, Sam?
Well, we can stay as long as we can now, can't we? We've been in around four or five now for a good number of weeks. I think our big test, like I said before, into Christmas, out into the end of January, and then see where we are. And of course, our big test is one defeat in 11 now, but playing Chelsea and Arsenal will really really test us next week. Leicester tested us, but these boys, you know, have got such a massive squad, paid so much for the talent that, but we've got lots of confidence at the moment, and while the odds on winning won't be on us, which they were today, they'll be on the opposition. We could be the underdog for the next two games, and let's see what we can do.
Because this is no fluke season. So, when does it stop becoming just a good start to the season, going into
gone long way past that now. I mean, a good start to the season is the first 8 or 10 games. Now, you know, when we're into nearly halfway, that we are now in a position where we deserve to be. We haven't dipped away, we haven't dipped off. In actual fact, we've got stronger and stronger. So, you know, for me, let's hope the players can keep that confidence in the game, keep that confidence in the team, work hard for each other, and be ruthless and clinical like we were today when they get the chance.
And Sam, it was a really mature performance as well, I thought, in the second half when you just seem to control the game in the way that we've seen Chelsea do on occasions this season.
Yes, I mean, you know, like I said, we, you know, you're 2-0 up, and you've, you know, you, the most important thing then is to control the tempo of the game and keep the ball, because then the opposition cannot get possession of the ball to go and score. So doing that and what we call playing the game out, not only is that the right thing to do, it also saves the legs. You know, many, many top teams will, you know, save the legs once they've won a game and conserve their energy, particularly when this period's coming along.